In Jesus' name, Almighty God, you are the King of glory. We thank you for another wonderful day. It's a bright and a promising day, a day that we will see your goodness, Lord, by reason, O God, of the word of life this morning, as we learn before you. My Father, my God, lives will be changed. Destinies will be redesigned. Lord, your people will be set on the highest mountain in Jesus' name. Indeed, there will be overcomers in the house in Jesus' name. Indeed, there will be godly people who are heaven bound in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to class this morning. Are we not in class? Yes, you are welcome to class. And the subject for this morning is a very peculiar one. And is a very important one. It's a very foundational one. You know, this is something that a lot of people will not teach. But I'm telling you, this is part of the foundational thing that every child of God needs to know. It's so important. So we are going to... Our text is taken from the book of Psalm 15. The book of Psalms, Psalm 15. So, we are going to read verses 1 to 5. And I think that's all there is there. Psalm 15, 1 to 5. We have 25 minutes to do all the work. So, let's be quick to do what we can do. Psalm 15, verse 1 to 5. Can somebody read for me? Can we have a microphone and get somebody to read very loudly?
Mm-hmm. He that walketh uprightly, mm-hmm. walketh righteousness, mm-hmm. and speaketh the truth in his heart. Mm-hmm. He that backbiteth not mm-hmm. with his tongue, mm-hmm. nor doeth evil to his neighbor, mm-hmm. nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, mm-hmm. in whose hands a vile person is contained. Mm-hmm. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. Mm-hmm. He that sweareth to his own heart, mm-hmm. and heedeth not. Mm-hmm. He that putteth not out his money to usury, mm-hmm. nor taketh reward against the innocent, mm-hmm. he that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Praise the Lord. We are going to read from many versions. Who has New Living Translation to read for us? Okay? Read loudly, please.
Mm-hmm. Those who refuse to gossip mm-hmm. or harm their neighbors mm-hmm. or even speak evil of their friends. Mm-hmm. Those who despise flagrant sinners mm-hmm. and honor the faithful followers of the Lord mm-hmm. and keep their promises even mm-hmm. when it hurts. Mm-hmm. Those who lend money without charging interest mm-hmm. and who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent. Mm-hmm. Such people will stand firm forever.
Oh, praise the Lord. Do we like that? Please. Let me read it again. Bring your New Living Translation. I want us to read and take it in very well. We are looking at the subject of integrity. We may not finish today, but we need to get it. Because this is Christianity, practical Christianity. It's not about just knowing what to say. It's not knowing the lingos. Hey, brother, God bless you. You are blessed. You are this. You are lifted up. Oh, praise God. That's not the kind of Christianity we want. We are looking at the Christianity that will take you home when the Lord will call. That when God will come, he will find you worthy. And one of the things that is required of every child of God is integrity. And Psalm 15 is a psalm that you have to read and reread. It says, who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill? Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. I've had people come to me when something happened. They say, let's just go. You know, am I the country? So don't let people talk about you. And I tell my wife, I say, the reason my mother gave and my father gave me names is so that you can talk about me. You won't mistake me for the other person. So you know it's John Adeboye. You are not talking about sister so and so. Why not talk about me? Please talk about me. That's why I have a name. So they don't confuse me with someone else. Because we have to speak the truth from sincere hearts, not make believe, not so that people won't talk about you. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors, your gossip can harm your neighbor, destroying people. Some people will say it, some people hate people they have never met before because of the words we spoke. Those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord, who are your friends? Who are your friends? Who are the people you make your friends? You know what they are doing is not right, and yet you say they are the best friend you have. No wonder we cannot disciple people, because they know who we are. A lot of times I say friendship Sunday, invite your friend. We can't even invite our friends because they will not come to our church. Why? Because we are not in a position to invite them. The only reason we can invite them if we just like party, let's go. Because we are not standing on a higher moral ground. I'm not saying holier than thou. But when would you stand on a higher moral ground, you can say, let me pray for you. Let's go. Let's go to this place. Because they will see the evidence in your life. This bit is the difficult one. He said, those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord. And look at this. And keep their promises even when it what? Eh? Even when it hurts. In other words, you make a promise to somebody, you did not take the whole situation into consideration. You are likely to not make a gain. Or you are likely to be disadvantaged. But because you have said it, you do it. You know, some people, even as the pastor, they will tell me I'm going to come. They will not come. You can't say something and not follow through. They say, I had a Christian sister was saying to somebody the other time. He said, I know the, he was talking about someone. He said, I know the kind of person he is. He said, I'm Rora Wabie for me. A child of God, then Lord, you be for you. In other words, we are lying to each other. And these are people who say, praise God. Even if it's going to hurt, keep your promise. That is integrity. Those who lend money without charging interest, let me put it this way. People who don't take advantage of someone because they know they are in a terrible situation. Some people, some Christians, when they know you are down, the kind of word they will speak to you because you are down, they will take advantage of you and say stupid things to you that should not be said. As if your condition is permanent when it is a temporary state. Such people, they are not people of integrity, I can tell you. You will soon find out why they are not people of integrity. People who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent. Some people, they see the truth because you visited somebody, gave you good meal, you can't say the truth. Because they bought you good present, you can't say the truth. It's a kind of bribery. Do you know that the Bible says gifts corrupt the words of the wise? Such people will stand firm forever. The people who do all these things, you will stand firm in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Are you enjoying the Bible study so far? Eh? Just reading Psalm 15. It ministers to me. I didn't need to come and take your Bible. Praise God. We are talking about integrity. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. We are going to say it three times, all of us together. One, two, three, go. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Again, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Again, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Praise the Lord. According to Wikipedia, because I actually went to check Wikipedia for this. I'm a good student too. Praise God. Integrity is a concept of consistency of actions, values, methods, measures, principles, expectations, and outcomes. So we are going to pick the one that is relevant to us. In ethics, integrity is regarded as the honesty and truthfulness or accuracy of one's actions. Integrity can be regarded as the opposite of what? So you either have integrity or you are a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. So integrity is the opposite of what? Hypocrisy. So you are either of integrity or you are what? A hypocrite. In that, it regards internal consistency as a virtue. I will talk to you about internal consistency. And suggests that parties holding apparently conflicting values should account for the discrepancy or alter their beliefs. You either change your belief or you change your behavior. Internal consistency means every time you behave the same. I'm not saying, what I mean is this. If you are a Christian in the church, when you are at work, you are also a Christian. If you will say bless you in the church, you will say bless you at work. If you will not cut somebody down in church, you will not cut somebody down at work. That is internal consistency. So it's not that one part. When you get to a particular place, you behave this way, and another place you behave in a different way. No, that's not integrity. Integrity means you are consistent all the way, wherever you find yourself. A lot of people are Christians when they are in the midst of children of God, but as soon as they leave, they are not Christians. One may judge that others have integrity to the extent that they act according to the values, beliefs, and principles they claim to hold. So in other words, if you don't act and behave according to the principles you claim to hold. For example, if you say you believe the Bible and you don't act according to the principles in the Bible because that's what you say you claim to hold, then what? You are not showing what? Integrity. I took this definition from Wikipedia. It's not my own, no. It may also refer to, this is my own bit now. It may also refer to wholeness, oneness. For example, doctors will talk about the skin integrity. If it is breached, you know, it's no longer, you know, it's no longer whole. So you talk about the integrity of something being broken. Okay? It may refer to wholeness, oneness, or completeness. E.g., for example, the body of Christ is one whole one. Even our local church is one single church. wholeness. That's integrity. So it is closely related to words like righteousness. So if you are of integrity, you are likely to be righteous. Except, of course, if you are showing consistency in something that is bad. Goodness, holiness, purity, or pure in heart, all those things. When you are of integrity, you are likely to be associated with these words as a child of God. In summary, integrity is our ability to live consistent life from inside out. From inside out. In other words, what is in our mind is what we express and say and do. Quite different from having something in mind and saying something very different. Such a person is not a man or woman of integrity. Now, let's look at how important. Do we have any questions so far? Because it's a very important topic. It's a very important topic. Any questions so far? Okay. How important is integrity to God? We have read from Psalm 15, verses 1 to 5, that those who can stay in the presence of God are people of what? Of integrity. Anyone that has not got integrity cannot stay in the presence of God. We'll be deceiving ourselves. So how important is integrity to God? It's obvious that from the above description, the word of God upholds such consistency of beliefs and behavior. Hence, Psalm 15, verse 4b, the bit that says, the one that swears to his own heart and does not change. In other words, so once you have said something, it is what you will do. That is why the Bible tells us to be very circumspect. In other words, we think very well before we do or before we say things. So be circumspect. Think very well. Before you make promises, before you say something to somebody, think very well. Because once you have said it as a child of God, you have to follow through. Don't just say it, oh, I'm saying it so they can get off my back. I'm saying it so they will just leave me alone. You cannot. Once it comes out of your mouth, because the God we serve, once he says something, he follows through. Jesus openly encourages us to let our light so shine before men, that is, live what we hear in the church and have read in the Bible. That is our light shining. What you hear in the church is what you live. Is the life you live. What you read in the Bible is the life you live. And that is the only way we can shine. So Jesus is also talking about that consistency. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Please let's be quick. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mama. You are the light of the world. How many of us will, after we've put on our lantern, will hide it under our bed? We don't. We keep it where it will be able to give light. And the Bible is saying you are the same thing. No wonder. You are such light. No wonder. That is why when you lie, the world will remember. And they say, She called herself a sister. He called himself a brother. But when the other person lies, they don't even bother to repeat it. They don't even bother to talk about it. Because that is expected. But for you, it is not expected. So it makes news. You wonder, say, this little thing I did, why should anyone talk about it? It's because you are you. Because of what you proclaim that you are, that you are a child of God, you become that light that everyone is watching. And so when the light blinks, everybody can see. What happens when light blinks? Those of us from Nigeria. Darkness comes. So in other words, when you refuse to shine, darkness covers that place, and so everybody can see. And they say, somebody who is supposed to be leading us is doing the same thing as we are doing. Integrity. In fact, Jesus denounces any form of inconsistency by saying such a person is not fit for the kingdom. Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Praise the Lord. No man that has put his hands on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, if you are not consistent, if we are inconsistent, then we are not fit for the kingdom. That's what God is saying here. God is not interested in people who will only proclaim their goodness with no commensurate work. Look at Proverbs 20 verse 6, and I think this will teach us a lesson, all of us. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6. I want somebody to read before I read my own version. Praise the Lord. He said, most men will proclaim his goodness. But a faithful man, who can find? A man of integrity, who can find? A consistent man. Now, look at the lesson from there. I will read another version. He said, many a man proclaims his own loving kindness and goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Do you know the implication of that? When somebody comes to tell you how somebody has offended him, when they want to state their case, what will they do? Exactly, they'll proclaim their goodness. When there's a fight, when there's a misunderstanding and people come to you, what do? They proclaim their innocence, their goodness, the part they have played that is so wonderful. That's why in another place in Proverbs, he said, the person who judges a matter before he hears the end of it is what? He's a fool. He said, when you judge matters before you hear the end of it, you hear from one side, you have not bothered to clarify from the other person, because every man will proclaim his own what? His own goodness. You are not a fool, are you? No. You will go and proclaim your goodness. I did this. If you know what I did for him, I did that. I did this. I did that. And you say, here, this man, we need to hang him. He's a lie. Only very few people will go there and tell you, you see, I did this, I did that. You say, well, no, what you did is not good, though. Praise the Lord. But he say, every man will proclaim his own goodness. That's who we are. Except you are conscious of who you are and work, to modify it. That's why we're talking about integrity. You know, one day, I had a misunderstanding with somebody in Victoria. He sent somebody to me to come and talk to me. And he told the person, he said, whatever he tells you, He said, believe him. It means that's the way it occurred. I'm telling you. When the person came and I told him, I said, this is what he did. This is what he did that got me angry. The person said, the way he said it is the way I met it. He said, you are going to tell him exactly the way it's happened. And I told him, I said, why? At 50, if I'm afraid, then there's problem. There's problem. When am I going to enjoy life? When am I going to be able to speak freely? Every man will want to state his own goodness. He said, a faithful man, who can find? A man of integrity, who can find? There are not many. God will make you a man and a woman of integrity in Jesus' name. When God is looking for people he can trust, he will find you in Jesus' name. Let's look at a few men who proclaim their own goodness. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 4. The Bible is very rich. Am I right? Oh, the Bible is so rich, honestly. I've given one of my daughters an assignment to be reading the book of Proverbs now, and that's what she's reading. She has to read Proverbs from beginning to the end. It's so rich. 2 Samuel 15, verse 4.
Or cause might come unto me, and I will do him justice.
Praise the Lord. Every time I read the story of Absalom, a son to the father. Do you know how long it took him? This guy would stay by the gate, and when people come to the court of his father and they want to pay obeisance to him, you know, to greet him, he said, no, don't even, he will hold them and hug them. He said, oh, I wish I was made judge in Israel, so that people who want judgment will come and have judgment speedily, and the right judgment for that matter. So every man will proclaim his goodness. If a son can do it to the dad, tell me. Let's look at another person. The rich young ruler. Matthew 19, 20 to 22. Every man will proclaim his own goodness. But God sits beyond that. Matthew 19, 20 to 22. Please, let's quickly read. Matthew 19:20 to 22. Praise the Lord. So when the rich young ruler came to Jesus, he said, I've done everything. I've kept all the law. I've done everything that I needed to do. And Jesus said, go and sell all that you have. Give to the poor, and then come and follow me. I've asked us before, did he keep all the laws? Which law did he break? He broke the first one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. He didn't. He could not make that commitment to give up everything. All means all. All means all. You remember I've told us before, if the reason you came to God is to find something, for example, you come to God because you want a job, Do you know, the day you find what you want, you have no reason to follow Jesus anymore. But if you came to the Lord because of who God is, when you find him, anything else that you find along the way will not distract you from him. If he blesses you with riches, that will be no reason to go back. If he blesses you with good health, it will be no reason to go back. He gives you houses, he gives you friends, connections, it will be no reason to go back, because you have been blessed, because you have come to seek the Lord, and the Lord is your great reward. And so he will be, in Jesus' name. Do we have any questions? We are talking about integrity. So it's so important to God. Okay. Let's just rise on our feet. Somebody said, in those days, if there was a problem, if a Christian was there, they ask everyone, they wait for the Christian to come, because they know once the Christian comes, they will hear the truth. Are we like that? Why don't you just commit your life to Christ this morning? Speak to the Lord. Say, Father, if you are a woman, say, make me a woman of integrity. If you are a man, say, Lord, make me a man of integrity. Make me a man who is dependable. Make me a woman who is reliable. Lord, you can count on me. You can count on me, O God. Count on me, O Lord. Father, count on me in Jesus' name. I become a man of integrity. My yes means yes. My no means no. I become consistent. There's no contradiction of purpose and life in me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I want you to pray for the church of God, not just this church, the church of God worldwide, and say, Father, make your church the church of integrity. Make your church a church of integrity. That, Lord, we will live the life we profess to know. We will live the life we profess to know. The reason many people don't come to Christ is because of inconsistency in our Christian living. Father, you are coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. Lord, as a people, we are people of integrity. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And Lord, your people have heard your word this morning. As many as have made that commitment to live a life of integrity, Father, the situation that will make them fall, when it comes their way, oh Lord, they will overcome in Jesus' name. Every temptation, because there is no temptation that will follow that has not befallen someone before. My Father, my God, we will not fail in Jesus' name. Lord, we will live a life that will be glorious. We will live a life that will please heaven. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.